This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm News Director Lauren Gallagher. Thank you for joining us. Our stories for tonight include a Red Cross-sponsored event, an introduction to a three-part series on a creative writing seminar, and the parking debacle on King's College campus. We'll also get a Monarch Sports update and a Music Monday update. On November 25th and 26th, the 23rd annual Red Cross Craft Show will occur. WRKC's social media and promotions director, Jamie Rosenkrantz, spoke with a few King's Mass Communication students that have begun promoting the event in preparation.
Students from Janine Luby's Mass Communication Campaign class are promoting a local event from the Red Cross. The 23rd annual Red Cross Craft Show will be at the Kingston Armory November 25th and 26th, and proceeds go to local house fire victims. Vanessa Yao and Dorothy Monforti tell us a little bit more about the project.
We're doing PR and running a PR campaign for the American Red Cross. This year, they're doing their 23rd annual craft fair, in which they raise money for house fires in the local area.
The assignment was to use one of the tactics that we talked about in class to promote the NEPA Red Cross's craft fair coming up later this month.
Students had a chance to choose the tactic they wanted to use to promote the Red Cross event. Vanessa and Dorothy chose different routes.
I created a billboard. I put on the televisions all around campus in order to spread the word to staff members, faculty, and students about this craft fair happening in Kingston Armory.
The tactic that I chose is a campus-wide email that will be sent over student announcements promoting the craft fair, saying some things that students can benefit from it, and trying to get the student body to attend the craft fair.
The class has been hearing about this project and craft fair the whole semester. Next, they'll tell us about how much time it took to create their promotion piece.
The actual graphics itself did not take that long. It took less than 30 minutes. The good thing about billboards is that they're very simple, and the font needs to be very big, so it didn't take that long. However, there were a lot of tweaking to create the continuity among the PR campaigns, so that took a little more work.
It took me a couple of days to create a perfect email that covered everything that is happening in the craft fair. I did research and looked at other emails that have been sent out and used that as a template to then create my own.
Since the assignment was to promote, next Dorothy wanted to tell us about the event.
The craft fair will be held on November 25th and 26th at the Armory in Kingston. It's on Market Street. There will be many different types of vendors with different types of crafts, mostly homemade. It's a family event. There might be Santa, so it's great for little kids. It's a well-rounded family event for all ages.
The craft show will be on Saturday, November 25th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, November 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 and children 12 and under get in free. There will be food and drinks available. Proceeds from the event go to local house fire victims. House fires are most common around the fall and winter months, especially in our area. According to RedCross.org, 7 people die every day from a home fire, most impacting children and the elderly. 36 people suffer injuries as a result of home fires every day, and over $7 billion in property damage occurs every year. This year, make a difference and visit the annual Red Cross Craft Fair. A little can go a long way. For more information, visit redcross.org. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director Jamie Rosenkrantz.
Creative Writing Conference was an event designed to develop writing skills. In his three-part series, Program Director John Flynn interviewed several students that shared their work at the conference.
The Creative Writing Conference was a two-day event intended for people to learn about creative writing, as guests heard readings and attended workshops with current King students and alumni. The main highlight of the conference were student and alumni readings that took place Friday night at the Burke Auditorium of McGowan. This week, WRKC News will feature all readings that took place over the weekend in a three-part series. It was organized by the English Department and the Campion Society of Kings. You will listen now to 3 of 7 students that presented their work tonight, beginning with junior Jacob Benkinney, who wrote a medieval fantasy which explores 2 factions at war with each other.
A few of you are new, but have shown promising potential, and all of you are very dangerous. We have decided to give you an offer that will be mutually beneficial for everyone. We have a list of targets that pose a major threat to our way of life, and would like you to eliminate them for us. There will be valuable rewards and high payments for your services, of course. And you may even be called heroes for your work. Save us your meaningless sermon. All we care about is the pay and the job. Montalone didn't recognize the woman that spoke. Ryle seemed unfazed by the event. He had probably expected such an attitude. Yes, why waste our time here with pleasantries when we can get right to business? He produced a large scroll from his belt and let it roll open on the table so they could see the names. We have already selected targets for you based on your abilities and interests. However, there are a few that we have left open for debate.
Sophomore mass communication student Jessica Eintertz shared a story she wrote for her creative writing class in which the story describes value in nature and music.
The song on the radio ended and began to play a new one. I smiled. Steven Tyler seeped through the speakers. Do you know what song this is called? Yes, I do. It's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, I said anyway. The song has always had a special place in my heart. It's our wedding song, and my favorite song of all time. It was the first song Max and Lauren had ever heard. It was the first song we ever played in the car with them on our way back from the hospital after their births. It always makes me think of you, Call. The kids, too. How much fun we had at our wedding. How much I love. Yes, honey, I know. You say that anytime the song plays, or anytime you see an Aerosmith t-shirt. She folds a pair of Max's jeans. The legs still have traces of mud. Colleen ran her fingers over the stains, furrowed her eyebrows, and sighed again. Damn it. His stains never come out, I swear. Boys will be boys, honey, I smiled. Colleen was not amused.
Sam Booker shared her short story, which explores what is left of a woman after she goes through much change. The junior mass communication student and co-organizer of this weekend's conference was inspired to write this piece after her neighbor of 17 years moved out.
The slamming of the front door reverberates throughout the house, shaking her glass. She sighs and sits on the rusted patio furniture, rubbing the bridge of her nose between her thumb and index finger. Mom? She hadn't even heard her daughter open the door on the deck. Quickly, she tries to hide the whine, but Cassie's scowl tells her she's too late. Hi, honey, she says and smiles, hoping to push the conversation forward. Dylan left again. I heard, Mrs. Reynolds says. Even though she knows her son won't stray too far, a mother never stops worrying. What are you doing out here? Cassie says. I'm looking at the stars. They're so beautiful. The new place has a big backyard, so we could put in a fire pit and maybe have a cookout under these same stars. You know that what you're looking at is already dead, right? What? Mrs. Reynolds replies. Well, Mr. Berrigan told us in science class that it takes at least 4 years for the star's light to reach us. So for all you know, you could be staring at something that's already gone.
Stay tuned for part two of the Creative Writing Conference Reading Highlights Wednesday on the WRKC News at 5. And for this WRKC News at 5, I am Program Director John Flynn.
Students have been having issues with parking for quite a while, and today's events may have exacerbated those issues. If your car wasn't moved from the McGowan lot today, it's likely you had your car towed. Station manager Katie Pugh was on the scene with one of the people who experienced getting their car towed.
My truck's right there, the brown Ford Ranger. I'm moving it now. I'm going to get my keys.
Chaos broke out in the McGowan parking lot on campus today. At least three tow trucks from Falzone Towing Company came and towed cars without proper hang tags out of the McGowan parking lot. Security received complaints earlier that there was no place to park in the McGowan lot, a lot exclusively for faculty and certain staff members. Assistant Director of Security Mark Naylor sent out an email at 1:31 p.m. saying, "Just a reminder, please park your vehicles in the lot that you are assigned to. If you continue to park your vehicle in the McGowan or Holy Cross lots, they will be towed." And just that happened less than a half hour later. King's College security officer Alan Giorgetti explained the issue.
Too many people parking illegally. People could be letting them in, and then there's times where it's open because there's classes, night classes, graduate classes. So that's where, But we're real good at contacting people to come and move things and but you can send 20 emails and then they never, you know, show up.
Officer Giorgetti explained that having unauthorized cars in Holy Cross and McGowan can get problematic.
Way too many. The drawback is you have people that are designated to park in areas, and there's people that pay money for their parking spots, and they can't get in them because there's people parked illegally. And it's not always the students.
Officer Giorgetti noted that vehicles can park in these lots at certain times, but outside these times, illegal parkers risk fines or being towed.
I think it's till 9 p.m. On the weekends, you could park here. They're up all the time because it's just easier. It's usually a $15 fine if they ticket, but when you have situations like this, I don't know what they charge to tow. I think it's like $140 or something like that. Because then, if you can't get your vehicle, they charge you for keeping it. Like overnight charges.
Ryan Sherman, a freshman athletic training major, had his car towed previously by security.
Well, considering mine got towed, I was a little upset, but this was last week, and now I've learned my lesson. Definitely $156 later. It's cold. We don't want to walk that far. There's an open lot. I say we take it.
Brett Xavier, also a freshman athletic training major, stated that freshman overnight parking isn't ideal.
Pretty crazy, you know. People just, they don't have money. They're in college. Broke college kids. They got to pay for, like, foreign stuff, and they got to pay for their car being towed.
Yep.
It gets dark there, no cameras really. People can just go in anybody's car and steal whatever they want.
Sherman agreed with Xavier on the safety of the North Washington Street lot.
Well, my car's been robbed 3 times. Yeah, the safety is not, definitely not where it should be. Nothing like Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Katie Pugh.
After the break, we'll hear from our music director Sam Zavada with the newest edition of Music Monday and from our sports director Stan Stokes with a Monarch Sports update. After that, we'll get a look at the expected weather for the next few days.
Water.
Listen to the art.
You witness online in a day. Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times. 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listen to The Alt-Left live every Tuesday at 5 on WRKC 88.5 Wilkes-Barre. The Alt-Left combines the best alternative music with in-depth political commentary. Suggest topics by emailing Catherine Pugh at kings.edu. And get informed before you get fired up.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Hello there, this is Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC, and tonight we have a Music Monday that I'm really excited about, because I've seen every one of these artists live, and I'm pretty happy about that. Let's get it going with the glam rock heroes of modern music. This is The Struts, and their latest single, One Night Only. Sticking with the new music theme we've got going, let's flip it over to Welshly Arms, a band that I've called the combo between Foo Fighters and Sly and the Family Stone. You won't hear it too much on this track, but it still rocks. This is called Legendary.
Feeling in a
And now we have Bishop Briggs. I've been into her music since before she added the Briggs part to her stage name. This is her new single, and probably one of her three or four best songs overall. This one is called Dream. And that's all for this edition of Music Monday. I hope you enjoyed the selections tonight, and make sure to always tune in to the WRKC News at 5 right here on 88.5 to hear the best new music in college radio. I've been Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Have a wonderful night.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College men's cross-country season wrapped up the 2017 season on Saturday when the team finished 39th out of 51 scoring teams at the NCAA Mideast Regional Championships held at Big Spring High School in Newville, Pennsylvania. The women's King's College cross-country team finished the season with a 22nd place finish out of 49 scoring teams at the NCAA Mideast Regional Championship on Saturday. The women's ice hockey team suffered a 9-0 defeat to the third-ranked Elmira College on Friday night. Goalie Kiva Sierra Stoltz made 73 saves in net. On Saturday, Elmira College defeated Kings again in the rematch, where Kings lost 11-0. Three Kings goalies combined for 59 saves in net. The Lady Monarchs have an 0-4 record on this season. They return to the ice this Saturday as they travel to Lebanon Valley College. The men's ice hockey team suffered a 4-1 defeat to Stevenson University on Friday night. Goalie Jake Tugnut made 37 saves in net. Nicholas Palumbo scored the lone goal for the Monarchs. On Saturday night, Kings lost to Newman University 4-2. Cameron Ankelwich and Nicholas Palumbo scored the goals in the contest. Goalie Mike Cosentino made 37 saves in net. The Monarchs have an 0-4 record on the season. They return to the ice this Friday at home against Bryn Athyn College. The King's College swimming teams continue to perform at a high level with a sweep of visiting Stevenson University Saturday in the Scanlon Gymnasium. The women won by a score of 122-71, while the men captured a 105-25 decision. The King's men improved to 5-0 on the year and have gotten off to their best start since Matt Easterday took over as head coach in 2009. King's College sophomore Kristen Seewey was named the Middle Atlantic Conference Women's Swimmer of the Week, the conference office announced earlier today. The King's College football team played their last game of the season against Wilkes University last Saturday for the Mayor's Cup. The King's College football team wrapped up its season on a high note as the Monarchs defeated crosstown rival Wilkes University 40-26 in the 22nd annual Mayor's Cup game Saturday at McCarthy Stadium. Quarterback Zach Whitehead finished his career with 6,003 passing yards, 41 passing touchdowns, 503 completions, 840 rushing yards, and 27 rushing touchdowns. Senior wideout Tyler Maroney finished his career with 2,277 career receiving yards, 12 touchdowns, and 159 receptions. Kings outgained Wilkes 496-272 in total yards and held the Colonels to just 110 passing yards. Whitehead earned MVP honors for the second straight season. He completed 25 of 36 passes for 327 yards with 4 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. The Monarchs captured the Mayor's Cup in 3 of the last 4 seasons. Kings was able to send its senior class out on a winning note as Trey Campbell, Bruce Damon, Chris DeGaetano, Mike Doan, Corey Flynn, Jacoby Forsman, Justin Foster, Ron Ippolite, Jake Minetti, Tyler Maroney, Hassan Maxwell, Marcus Miller, John Roush, Mike Tuminello, Aaron Vascos, and Zach Whitehead ended their playing careers with a victory. In the world of professional sports, in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles were on a bye week and still remain in first place in the NFC East with an 8-1 record. The New York Giants dropped to 1-8 on the season after their loss to the San Francisco 49ers. The Pittsburgh Steelers won in a shootout against the Indianapolis Colts 20-17 on Sunday afternoon. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers have a 6-6 record on the season led by rookies Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. The 76ers take on the Los Angeles Clippers at 10:30 tonight. The New York Knicks have a 7-5 record on the season, led by Kristaps Porzingis and an amazing Knicks bench. Tonight, the Knicks take on the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7 p.m. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now for the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 34. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 46. And Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high of 49. The Army ROTC program continues their T-shirt sale in the Campus Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. through Friday, November 22nd. There will be a presentation by Dr. Schumann, professor of theology, entitled Jesus Among the Warheads, Nuclear Weapons and the Christian Just War Tradition on November 16th at 12:30 in the Pachupak Room. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Lauren Gallagher. Have a mystical Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.